Hi, this is Tony at Cover Magazine. I'm speaking to Alicia Wales, senior financial advisor at Liberty. She's got 19 years experience with Liberty in the financial planning environment. And then we're also speaking to Shubhas Chatrugun. He's the executive financial advisor and he's been there for 22 years. Guys, thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Yes, it's great to talk to some experienced financial advisors, people who have walked the walk, who've seen the ups and downs, the problems with the financial system. They've seen the COVID, and you've obviously had long experience with a variety of different clients. And that's particularly why it's great for me to talk to you about Liberty's product. Liberty Lifestyle Protector, or I think you call it LP20 because it's 20 years old this year. And one of the main features of this product is the fact that it can be tailored to suit the needs of specific clients, and then obviously also be tailored as the client grows or changes, etc. So I think maybe just to start off with, Alicia, maybe just starting with you, how do you see this as being different from other products in the market, from your perspective?
Well, I'd say it's very versatile in the sense of you actually adapt it to the client's needs. For example, some clients may have quite a good set of group benefits and maybe have a shortfall on a portion of the benefits. So you can now tweak it and adjust it according to those needs. And it's not interrelated to any of the other products. So you could have an income protector, for example, with no life cover if you didn't need it. Mm-hmm. Where some companies, you may need to have a few benefits to get the main benefit that is needed.
Okay. And then, Shubhas, how do you navigate that if the client's circumstances change?
Yes, I think one important aspect is doing constant reviews with the client. And as the client's needs change, we adapt the Lifestyle Protector to meet with the client's needs. So on an ongoing basis, if I call it a product from the cradle to the grave and beyond, because there are benefits for a newborn child within the product. And as you get through the different life stages, the Lifestyle Protector can be adapted, tailored to meet with your change in circumstances and needs.
Yeah, I mean, one of the challenges that we've always had, and as you can see by my face, that I've also been around in this industry for quite a while, is that products, you know, you take out a product, you especially a comprehensive product like this, where you've got things like critical illness that you can cover, terminal illness, income protection, etc., is that once you take out the policy with so many different benefits, it becomes quite complicated, first of all, to put it together for the client, but secondly, also to maintain the relevance of this product. So how do you manage, maybe Shubhas, starting with you, how do you manage that complexity?
Okay, contrary to the word complexity, I would say the Lifestyle Protector is rather simple. As Alicia has mentioned, if a client wants a particular benefit, we can only advocate or put the client with that benefit. If they want to add other types of benefits and cover amounts, it's a very simple process. The needs analysis is what dictates. And to me, the Lifestyle Protector has different pillars in terms of risk cover, looking at life cover, risk protection, and living benefits and policy protection. Depending on what the client's needs are, we can always add or subtract benefits as the client goes through the different stages of life.
Mm-hmm. And Alicia, just from your side then, in terms of that advice process that you're going through, Shubhas mentioned that the needs analysis dictates. How do you prioritize what is first, what is second, depending on the affordability?
Well, I always think it's best to paint a picture to the clients. And with our needs analysis, you can actually show them on death, for example, on estate planning, as well as for your dependents, what the needs would be. And then highlighting your income protector, saying, well, you've got no income protector, so if anything should happen, how are you going to supply your or replace your income? And then with that, you bring in the picture for lump sum disability and disease. So I think an easy way of bringing it across to the client is in the analysis. And we've actually got the Advice Plus that helps us with a nice picture that you can show to the client in straightforward little blocks with lovely colors to give them, to show them what it is that they need. And I think that is actually keeping it simple. And then you can actually go into further detail depending on what the client's intrigued about or what he feels is important.
Just to add to that, you know, the financial needs analysis will demonstrate to the client what their shortfalls are in the different aspects of financial planning. Then we've got to prioritize what's important to the client whilst pointing out what they should have in place. You know, one of the key benefits is income protection. And, you know, if a client doesn't have sufficient cover, to me, it's a priority. But then it depends what the client's needs are. And the Lifestyle Protector is a fundamental product onto which we add building blocks to tailor a solution for the client's needs.
So now, seeing as both of you have 19 and 22 years experience, going from the theory to real life, and maybe Alicia, just starting with you, any sort of examples that you can give us as to where this worked well for you to have that those building blocks and the flexibility with particular clients?
Okay, yes, I can use actually a real example. 2020, a client of mine was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, but the severe case, so it was a level 5, and they said he should have about 5 years left to live. So we did a Dread Disease claim. What's nice about the Dread Disease claim, you don't have to be stopped working to be able to claim the Dread Disease. So at least we put that through and we got a payout out over there. And thanks to COVID and our circumstances that have changed, he could still work from home. So there was no need to go to the office. But unfortunately, his health had deteriorated that by a year later, he couldn't work anymore. He couldn't actually go to the office. He couldn't even work from home. He was too tired. So then we did an income protector claim, as well as a lump sum disability, and that had also paid out. So that was 2021. And then last year, unfortunately, basically a year later, he hadn't made it. He had passed on. But those payouts had helped because, I mean, one doesn't realize he needed a daycare person for during the day. And then the last 3 months, he needed someone at night because he couldn't move anymore. He needed to be moved around. So all of those payouts in the end actually helped him to have the best standard of living that he could under the circumstances and assisting the wife. And then unfortunately it passed away, but life cover had paid out as well. So actually his wife is left with no debt. She can carry on living the best she can under financial circumstances because she's not been, deteriorated in financially. So, yes.
Yeah, I mean, that just shows the holistic approach working very well with all the different elements. Subhash, anything from your side?
Yes. You know, I would take you back to the very early days of the Lifestyle Protector product. I was referred to a client who had a single need in that she wanted her bond covered in the event of death. She was pretty much sorted in the other avenues of financial planning. And this was a simple need where we put in life cover and capital disability in place because that was what she needed. As the years went by, she resigned from her employer, and we had to add on additional life cover, income protection, and Dread Disease cover to that product. So this is what demonstrates the versatility of Lifestyle Protector. As the years went by, she was diagnosed with cancer, and Liberty paid out her critical illness or Dread Disease cover as we know it at Liberty. A few months had gone by and she was no longer able to work. And another claim form was submitted and we were paying her income disability until she passed away about 5 years ago. And upon her death, yes, there was money for her husband to maintain his standard of living as well. So to me, it's, I've got too many stories to share. And, you know, to me, it's the difference that we make in clients' lives with this product that's phenomenal.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we can never undervalue good financial advice. And then, you know, adding to that a good product that is quite flexible, because you want that longevity. You know, you don't want to be stuck with a product that doesn't suit your needs anymore and you can't adapt that. Yeah. Which brings me to my closing question to you guys is, one of the things, obviously, in any business that is important is the retention of clients over a long term, because you don't have those challenges of onboarding and finding clients, et cetera, and so on. Does it help you to have that flexibility in terms of the product, or is it a hindrance in terms of, you know, all the work, admin work, et cetera, that you might have to do afterwards, after you've sold the product?
I'll start. I think it's a good way of retaining your client, because it's like Subhasha said, that you can adapt it according to the client's needs. And I think it's nice for the clients knowing that they can contact me should things change for good or bad. Do we need to change things? I mean, COVID has brought a lot of financial troubles to clients. So if they couldn't afford the existing premium, one could rather adjust the benefits a little bit rather than canceling it or removing it completely. So I think it is a good way of retaining your clients, giving that flexibility through good times and bad times and as life changes.
Subhasha, yes. From your side?
My experience has been rather similar. You know, Lifestyle Protector has turned 20 years and it still remains relevant today. The buzzword in the industry is new generation products. The Lifestyle Protector is exactly that, although 20 years later, because of the flexibility. Once again, I'll reiterate, with annual reviews, we know our clients and what their needs are and future financial commitments, and we tweak the product on an ongoing basis to serve the client better.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's... It just brings everything together, you know, holistic advice, plus the fact that you can actually change once you've given that holistic advice in one product. Yeah, amazing. Well, Alicia, thank you so much. And Subhasha, it was great chatting to you guys. And yeah, keep up the good work and look after your clients.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tony. Thanks, Alicia.